Welcome, dear listeners, to the episodes of Mahabharata. In the last episode, we heard about Bhishma in terrible form. Now, we are going to start from Bhagadatta's prowess. On the fourth day, an angry Bhishma, followed by a very large number of troops, charged at the enemy's army. Drona, Duryodhana, and others accompanied him. Bhishma first advanced towards Arjuna. The battle commenced. Ashwatthama, Bhurishravas and Shalya surrounded Abhimanyu and attacked him. Arjuna saw the combined attack on the young boy and how bravely he faced them. There was no difference between the father and the son. The Trigartas attacked Arjuna. Dhrishtadyumna joined Arjuna and the fight went on. Shalya severed the bow of Dhrishtadyumna. Abhimanyu saw this and sent a shower of arrows on Shalya and put him in such danger that Duryodhana and his brothers rushed to help Shalya. Bhima was very happy to see Duryodhana and his brothers all in one place. Looking at Duryodhana, Bhima thought he would kill him and raised his mace. Duryodhana's brothers were terrified at the sight. The king of Magadhas advanced towards Bhima with his army. Abhimanyu killed the elephant of the king of Magadhas and halted his advance. A fierce battle was fought between Abhimanyu and the king of Magadhas. Abhimanyu sent a sharp arrow which cut off the head of the king of Magadhas. There was great commotion on the Kaurava side. Arjuna attacked the Kaurava force furiously and thousands were slain by him. Bhima moved around the battlefield, mace in hand, like death himself. The elephant forces hastily fled away, hither and thither. Then the entire Kaurava army rushed against Bhima. Bhima was in a fighting mood. He was dancing on the battlefield like a lion in the midst of elephants. Bhima's attack on the elephants was like the battle of Indra on flying mountains. The slaughtered elephants lay dead on the field like great mountains. Those that escaped fled in panic and thereby destroyed their own army. Bhima said to his charioteer, "Vishoka, this is our finest hour. I see a number of Dhritarashtra's sons falling before me like ripe fruit from a tree. Keep your hold when on the reins and drive on. I am going to destroy these wicked people." Bhima made a terrible attack again. 8 of Duryodhana's brothers were slain mercilessly. Bhishma saw the havoc caused by Bhima. He said to Drona, "Inflamed with wrath, Bhima is slaughtering the mighty sons of Dhritarashtra. Something must be done before he kills more of them." The Bhagadatta with his powerful elephant attacked Bhima. The elephant created terror on the Pandava side like Yama himself. The earth trembled under its feet. The heroes of the Pandava side, seeing the dreadful aspect of the animal and considering it to be invisible, lost heart. Seated on the immense elephant, King Bhagadatta aimed a terrible javelin at Bhima. It struck him on his chest. Unable to bear the pain, Bhima fainted. Extremely happy, Bhagadatta roared like a lion. Seeing the condition of his father, Ghatotkacha rushed at once to the spot and attacked Bhagadatta. He began using his magic tactics. He disappeared into the sky and after some time returned, mounting a powerful elephant, a creation of his own elusive powers. 3 more magic elephants followed him. All these elephants attacked Bhagadatta's elephant. It was not possible for Bhagadatta to withstand the onslaught of these mighty elephants headed by Ghatotkacha himself. Bhagadatta's elephant, hurt by these elephants and wounded by the Ghatotkacha's arrows, trumpeted aloud. Hearing the deep and dreadful cry of the elephant, Bhishma told Drona and Duryodhana, "This mighty Bhagadatta is in great danger, caught in the grip of Ghatotkacha. Hearing these words of Bhishma, all the warriors rushed at once to protect Bhagadatta. All the monarchs headed by Drona also proceeded in haste to help Bhagadatta. Yudhishthira with his army went in support of Ghatotkacha. As soon as Bhima recovered, he joined Ghatotkacha. Seeing both of them together, Bhishma again said to Drona, "I do not think it is advisable to fight Bhima and his son together. Ghatotkacha is surcharged with strength and is well supported now. Even Indra will not be able to confront him at this stage. Our army has to be saved from this fury. The sun is about to set. Let us take advantage of it and retreat." Duryodhana, distressed at the slaughter of his brothers, reflected for some moments and went to Bhishma. He sat by his side and said, "Grandsire, the whole world knows that you are a warrior who knows no fear. The same is true of Drona, Kripa, Ashwatthama and the others. The whole Pandava army cannot withstand any one of you. What then is the mystery behind this daily defeat of our army at the hands of the Pandavas?" Bhishma replied, "Hear carefully my words. I only repeat what I have told you several times earlier for your own good. But you paid no heed to my words. The Pandavas are virtuous and there is none who will be able to conquer them. They are protected by Krishna himself. How can you then hope for victory? Even now, it is not too late for making peace. You already know that Arjuna and Krishna are none other than Nara and Narayana. Krishna has an unshakable affection for the Pandavas. If you make peace, you will be able to rule the whole earth supported by the Pandavas." Duryodhana was not in a mood to listen to such advice. He took leave of him and returned to his tent. Duryodhana grieves. The battle was resumed the next morning. Bhishma arrayed the Kauravas' forces in the form of a Makara. Arjuna, Rishtadyumna and Yudhishthira decided to arrange their army in the form of a bird. Bhima stood at the beak of the bird. Shikhandi and Rishtadyumna formed its eyes. Satyaki was its head, while Arjuna was its neck. Abhimanyu was at the back. Yudhishthira, Nakula and Sahadeva formed its tail. Bhishma began the fighting. He bent his bow and discharged several shafts. The Pandava army suffered greatly at his hands. Bhima resolutely countered Bhishma at once. Arjuna hurried to help Bhima. Bhishma, endowed with great strength, discharged powerful weapons that confounded the Pandava troops. Arjuna replied suitably to Bhishma. He too destroyed a vast army on the Kaurava side. Duryodhana, deeply worried and recalling the death of his brothers on the previous day, went to Drona and said, "O preceptor, you are my constant well-wisher. Relying on you and Bhishma, we expect to win this battle without doubt, even against the gods themselves. Please act in such a way that the sons of Pandu may be slain." Drona rebuked him severely. "Obstinate Duryodhana, you talk without understanding what the problem before us is. Even now, you do not realize the strength of the Pandavas. We are doing our best. They are invincible." Drona immediately rushed towards the Pandava army. Satyaki was there to meet his onslaught. There ensued an encounter that was fierce and terrible indeed. Bhima came to help Satyaki. The battle grew still fiercer. Drona, Bhishma and Shalya made a combined attack on Bhima. The mighty archer Shikhandi rushed towards Bhishma and Drona. Bhishma avoided Shikhandi. Drona protected Bhishma from Shikhandi, who could not withstand the onslaught of Drona and had to withdraw. The dreadful fight between the Pandava side and the Kaurava side created a river of blood in the battlefield. In the afternoon, Duryodhana sent a large force to oppose Satyaki. But Satyaki destroyed it completely and attacked Bhurishravas. A terrific battle took place between Satyaki and Bhurishravas. Bhurishravas mercilessly killed 10 sons of Satyaki. Satyaki was angry and grief-stricken. He drove forward at a furious pace to slay Bhurishravas. The chariots of the two warriors dashed against each other and broke to pieces. Then Bhima came and took Satyaki away forcibly in his chariot. Arjuna killed thousands of warriors on that day. As the sun went down and the fighting stopped, the princes of the Pandava army gave a hero's welcome to Arjuna. He was extolled profusely for the manliness he showed on that day. The armies on both the sides retired to their camps exhausted. Fight between Bhima and Duryodhana. When the night had worn away, the Kauravas and Pandavas, having duly rested, again marched forth into battle. The same Makara and Krauncha Vyuhas had been arranged. The battle began as intensely as on the previous day. Bhima encountered Drona and killed his charioteer. Drona took the reins in his own hand and used his bow as well. Great was the destruction he effected. Bhima was on the lookout for Duryodhana and his brothers. He had not to search for long, as they soon surrounded him. Several brothers of Duryodhana attacked him together. Bhima, who did not know what fear was, stood up and faced them all single-handed. They were trying hard to make him prisoner. Bhima was planning to kill all of them at a time. The battle raged fiercely. Bhima was not satisfied with the speed of his chariot. He lost his patience and jumped down from his chariot with mace in his hand and said to his charioteer, "Vishoka, stay here and wait for me. I shall smash their skulls and return." Thus saying, he rushed towards the Kauravas, felling to the ground the horses, charioteers and chariots in his path while making way to reach the sons of Dhritarashtra. Destruction followed in his wake. Drishtadyumna saw from a distance Bhima's chariot motionless. He hurried to help Bhima and was surprised not to see him there. With tears in his eyes, he asked the charioteer, "Vishoka, where is Bhima dearer to me than life?" Naturally, Drishtadyumna thought that something serious had happened to Bhima. Vishoka told him of Bhima's entering the opponent's army, mace in hand. Drishtadyumna immediately drove his chariot into the enemy lines in pursuit of Bhimasena. The path taken by Bhima could be traced by the bodies of the dead men and elephants strewn around. When Drishtadyumna found Bhima, he saw him surrounded by enemies fighting from their chariots. Drishtadyumna embraced him and took him into his chariot and proceeded to pull out the shafts that were embedded in his body. Duryodhana now ordered his warriors to attack both Bhima and Drishtadyumna. In the meantime, Drona and Drupada were engaged in single combat. Drona wounded Drupada severely. Drishtadyumna and Bhima felt rather diffident about facing such a big enemy army. Drishtadyumna then sent an astra called Pramohana, which had the power of making its victims unconscious. Drona saw it and sent a counter astra, which removed the spell. Just then, reinforcements led by Abhimanyu came to Bhima's help. Bhima also had by then refreshed himself and was ready for the fresh attack. Drona, however, was terrible that day. He destroyed Drishtadyumna's charioteer and horses. Drishtadyumna had to take refuge in Abhimanyu's chariot. Duryodhana and Bhima met face to face. The usual exchange of hot words took place and a great battle of arrows followed. In the end, Duryodhana fainted in his chariot. Jayadratha took him away from the battlefield. Then the day's battle ceased. Yudhishthira was happy over the day's performance. Duryodhana, wounded all over and suffering greatly, approached Bhishma and, saluting him with humility, began to describe everything that had taken place on that day, especially the defeat he himself had to suffer. He also said, "You must destroy the Pandavas at once. They must be killed. I will not have peace otherwise." Bhishma consoled him and said, "O Duryodhana, why do you get disheartened so easily? Here are all of us, Drona, Shalya, Shakuni, Kripa, Ashwathama and many others. When these great warriors are ready to give up their lives for you, why should you get worried? All of us are doing our best. Don't lose heart over reverses which are usual and normal in a long drawn out war. Uncertainty in war is inevitable. Ups and downs must not make us feel dispirited.